12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Welcome to 12-Sided Stories Replaced, our Fear Itself actual play. Remember, we are story-heavy, rules-light, and full of horror. Enjoy!
Hello, my name is Wes Otis. Welcome to Replaced, Episode 4, our finale. Let's meet our wonderful players. Let's start with Saint.
Hello, I am Saint, or Saint Spider, and I am playing Leona, who just threw a blanket at a problem and survived. So we'll see what other crazy hijinks she gets up to with her friends. I mean, I remember Tangerine's voice, and I was like,
well, I think that's a good segue to B.
Hello, all. B Zelda. And you already got an idea of the character I'm playing. Tangerine, she, they, partner of Patty, who's been consumed by the purple thing. And Tangerine is a restaurateur. Well, Leona threw a blanket over her problems. Tangerine picked up a blanket, put it over top of her head, and ran away from her problems.
That works.
Yeah.
What's the word? Object impermanence? Problem impermanence? If I can't see it, problem solved. I'm Janine, also known as Faith Parton, your local medic to help heal Tangerine after they presumably fall down the stairs in this blanket. Something's gotta give. Like, you can't just run away from your problems covered in a blanket. Don't worry, I'll save you.
One shoe on.
One shoe on.
One high-heeled shoe, even.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I'm playing Grace Chavez, who is very grateful that her friends made their roles and saved her from becoming a goo person.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled K-O-F-I.
As the players alluded to, the last game, a few things happened. They saw the pilot that had crashed, and for some reason, he's able to walk around pretty well. He tried to attack Peach in the office when Faith and Peach went to go talk with him, and they escaped that encounter. She then ran over to the restaurant and made a ruckus, and they all left together quickly. They went back to the room, and the pilot and the woman from the night before at the bar showed up, tried to use a key to get in, and then put their hands, their fists, through the windows, which is really impressive considering how thick that glass was. They then tried to get in. They even put one of those little creatures in the vents to try to get to the room. Patty jumped up and tried to fight the pilot coming through the window and was pulled out and disappeared. And you all threw open the door and ran and saw that Patty had been basically slimed in the face pretty badly by this creature, but you had no time because Grace did not live up to her name and fell on her face. And then Faith and Leona pushed the woman over the rail and she fell to the concrete below while Tangerine ran down the side with the blanket over her head. And that is where we are picking things up. The last thing you noticed was the pilot just slowly walking towards the stairs, and then suddenly Patty sitting up, looking around, getting up, and walking behind him and coming towards you all. And then you turn the corner and you all made your flea roll. So I'm going to say that you've gotten away. You're in like a side alley or something like that. What do you all want to do? Talk amongst yourselves. Figure out what your next move is.
We need to find a car. We need to find a jeep. We need to get the fuck out of here. I mean, of course, we have to get Patty first.
Yes, please.
Right, but what happens when we hit that big, crazy, fucking purple barrier?
And how do we get that thing out of Patty?
There has to be a way.
When it was in Peach, I just hit her. But maybe we can... I still have the rosemary bundle in my pocket and the torch in the other hand. Maybe we can smudge it out?
No. There's gotta be a better way. There's something quicker.
I'm gonna sob into the hotel blanket.
Peach says, look, we gotta get out of here. I understand, but we're not equipped to deal with this.
Yeah, we do have to find transportation. We gotta get out of here.
Yeah, maybe we can get to the... Did we notice a valet kiosk or something?
There would be one, yeah.
Or just a vehicle around us?
There's lots of vehicles around. There's also a lot of golf carts and things like that, you know, resort golf cart kind of things.
Those aren't going to get us very far.
Right, but I'm just letting you know what's around.
There's no, like, Jeep?
There are cars and things around, though, and there is a valet that you could go and grab keys from if you so desired.
Okay, before you leave the party, Tangerine's going to kind of, like, wipe away some snot and makeup into the probably white sheet. How to hotwire a car. If you really need my help, I can drive really well. I used to steal vehicles sometimes.
Okay.
Whoa.
Faith's face just drops on the floor. Like,
Bella looks around like, what the fuck?
Don't tell Patty. She'd be so disappointed.
I think that's the least of Patty's worries right now.
Peach goes, Faith.
And I, like, kind of look through the parking lot, and I'm looking for the largest, fastest vehicle I see.
Got an Escalade? Oh, I don't know if they're fast. Ugh.
They're not fast.
No.
Most fuel efficient.
I mean, they've got those Outback-style Jeeps, and I'm assuming, are there hunters here, maybe?
There's not hunters here because it's a national forest.
Land.
Yeah, no. It's protected land.
So, yeah, okay, like Outback Safari-type vehicles... Forester type vehicles. Yeah, maybe there's like a nice rugged, especially since it's like a bougie area, there are probably a lot of like expensive, barely used cars.
Right, like there's Range Rovers. Now, Range Rovers are really well made. There's been cop chases with Range Rovers for like hours because they're really hard to stop.
Yeah, there was this one guy, the tires came off and
Damn.
He was driving on the rims. And
Dang.
He was still going, and it was because it was a Range Rover.
They sold a lot of Range Rovers that day.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's the one. That's the one. Whoever, I think it was Fiona kind of walking around, or Faith, and Tangerine will sob their way to...
You're going to forget the valet thing and go straight for the car and just hotwire it.
The least amount of people we have to interact with, I'm sure.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you could just swipe a key from a kiosk, I'm just saying. Also, I got the sticky fingers.
You can go do that while I do this.
Do you think you're going to fail?
No.
Okay, then no.
No, not that one. I like the one in Bringing Elizabeth.
We don't have time for that.
Does it matter?
You notice that there are lots of people looking around the streets suddenly.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, in it's groups. Creepy. It's creepy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're looking. It seems like they're looking for us, perchance.
Or you just are, new victims.
You are pretty sure they're looking for someone to join their group.
Oh, okay, well, quickly now. I think we've got company.
Okay.
And our room is still burning up there, right? So are
Yeah,
there,
there's
like,
black smoke. It?
Okay.
There's black smoke coming out of your window, and no one seems to really be doing anything about it.
Okay, that is indicative of enough. So we're in real sneaky mode now.
I put one of those scarves that Faith had given us around my nose and mouth.
Right. Let's reapply.
Okay. Infiltration. Let's do that. You are infiltrating the parking lot.
From all of us?
Yeah.
Scheiße.
Okay. Do I have anything on that?
Is it a 4?
Is it?
It's a 4.
So I'll give it 3 points. And now I rolled a 6.
Where the hell? Oh, I'm on the wrong page.
You're like, this page is blank.
Yeah, what? A 5.
Awesome. Faith, how much did you get? Oh, you only got a 3. Excellent.
I was betting on my filch in this situation.
Ah, You're all sneaking towards the car, trying to avoid these people. And Tangerine puts her hand forcibly on a car, not thinking. And the car alarm just starts going off. Suddenly you see all of these people kind of look over towards the parking lot and they start to run towards the parking lot.
Stay low.
And you've noticed that they've got their arms really close to their bodies, almost like they haven't run before. Their gaits are weird and they're not sure what they're doing. They're just forcing themselves forward towards the parking lot.
Kind of like the Naruto run?
A little bit, no. But not that no. Bad.
How dare you insult the Naruto run? That is not a skilled ninja. That's a skill.
What do you guys want to do? What do you all want to do?
I quickly put my finger over my mouth and I pick up a rock from the ground and chuck it at a different car, like a little, like further away.
Okay.
To try and set off one other alarm.
All right.
Should we start also following your lead? I'm going to pick up a rock and be like, okay, car, the most expensive one. It'll probably have an alarm.
In the opposite direction of the car that we are looking to get at.
Yes.
All right. I think this is a hiding roll at this point.
Ooh.
I'm going to use 2.
All right. So same thing. You need to get a 4 altogether.
I will use 2.
I'm going to use 2 as well. I feel safe with that.
I don't want to throw a rock. I just want it to keep moving towards... Like, I have my shoe in my hand, and that's how I want to break into that.
Yeah, I'm attempting to, like, distract 4 then.
Okay. Yeah, that's a 2, but I use 2, so.
All right. You all are hidden, and you notice Tangerine is just going for their target. And they get up to it and take the shoe and just hit it.
It's a practice movement. Would you like scuffling?
Yeah, let's do scuffling. You're trying to break with this... shoot.
I love this restaurateur, like, Instagram influencer, photographer.
And
I'm like, what the fuck are these general skills that you have? High scuffling? High filch? Interesting.
I was given an interesting character.
Who is?
Well, you're doing good. You're doing a good job on it. Go for it.
Sorry, yes to scuffling?
Yes to scuffling.
Aiming for a 4?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll put 2 in it. Didn't really need it. That's 4 plus 2 is 6.
So you break the glass, and that's a big enough sound for the different groups to kind of turn their heads and look around, because you can't hide the sound of glass breaking. They start jumping on top of cars and running across towards you. You jump in the front seat. Your friends are hidden. You all are about, I'm going to say, maybe 50 yards away from the car. Do you all want to try to get to the car, or do you want to see if Tangerine pulls away? Peach is like, what do we do? What do we do? And Bella's like, we should go. We should go.
Are we able to make, like, eye contact or, like, contact with Tangerine?
Yeah, you can see each other pretty clearly. You saw where she went.
So I point in a direction that's, like, the third meeting spot of our little Pythagorean theorem triangle here, so that we can dash in that direction and you can drive in that direction to give us a little more time. So instead of 50 yards to the car, we're going, like, 30 yards.
Right, to meet with them. Okay, so, Tangerine, you have a bunch of people running towards you. You have lost the love of your life, you think. I'm going to say this is like a 6 to beat, okay?
Okay, and this is...
Filch.
I don't know when I'm ever going to use this again. Watch me eat these words. Right, though? I'm going to put 5.
Okay.
Into filch. I need this to happen. I need this to work.
Okay.
I rolled a 5.
Perfect. You love to see it.
Better safe
That's
than
okay,
purple.
That's okay, because I have high mechanics for later when we...
10s across the board.
Yeah.
So you get it to start, and you start to drive. Now, here's the kicker. Driving and stealing are 2 different things. You are driving quickly through a parking lot full of people trying to jump onto the car to meet up with the others at the designated meeting space. So you need to give me another roll. This one is going to be a 4.
Well, I'll have you know that Tangerine is also only wearing 1 shoe, and it is the left shoe. Her bare foot is the driving foot, and
with my driving skill. I'm going to put 2 into that. Oh, God, don't regret this.
I feel like I should have been with you. I'm also a good driver. Shit.
What'd you get?
I rolled a 1+2.
No. Did I jinx you? What the flip?
It's a tough car. It's fine. I mean, I'm driving.
It's a big car. Yeah, it probably will survive.
So you slam into the side of another car, and suddenly 3 people jump and land on top of the car. One of them is making their way through the broken side where the window is. You're still driving. You see your friends running towards the meeting space. They are going to try to eject one of these creatures onto you. You have to decide what you want to do. You can swerve into a car, hoping that it'll knock them away, but it might stop the car. You can try to dodge, but it's going to be really difficult because you're in a car seat.
What does dodge coming out of?
Dodge would be like athletics.
Let's do it. I go to a lot of stretching classes.
For athletics, you're going to be looking at... This is tough. You're going to need to get an 8 for this. Because you're sitting in a spot. It's hard.
It's all upper body. Yeah. You go to kickboxing?
Oh, of course. And Patty makes me go. I'll put 6. I will put 6 points.
Damn.
And 2 athletics.
All right. Give me a roll.
2.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, oh.
Yes.
Ooh. Nice. Wow, that just made it. It's like a Matrix move.
So you move out of the way, and you're swerving around, and I'm going to say that you swerve. This thing hits the window on the opposite side. The person trying to make it through the passenger window falls out. The 2 people on the top are banging on the windows, trying to get one of them breaking. And you hear this hissing sound of the creature that is now on the window next to your head, and it's trying to skitter down the side of the door onto your shoulder as you're driving.
Help!
I mean, you're still moving around in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roll the window down.
Can I?
There's no window.
No, the window next to you.
Oh,
the driver's side window is off.
I'll do it.
Yeah, you do, and it like scrapes the creature into the thing.
It
just disappears in there.
It's in the car.
You can hear it like knocking around in the door, and you meet your friends. There's this huge screech as you stop right there. The 2 people on the top fall forward in front of the car. What do the 3 of you all do?
How much space is around the car right now? Are we impacted by a bunch of other cars?
It's like a normal parking lot lane. So there's probably a car length and a half between the parked cars and where Tangerine is. She was able to park it right in the kind of in the middle of it.
That's awesome. So the people who fell off of the roof of the car, they're just on the ground. I'm going to be like, Tangerine, run over them.
Oh, okay.
My tires squeal a little bit.
Okay, so you hit them.
Speed bumps.
Yeah, hopefully that's enough to crush them. I would feel safe running toward the car and jumping
in
the back.
Yeah, I pop the trunk and like scramble over the seat.
There's a moment where the doors don't unlock for the first time and I hit the unlock.
I was thinking like, are the child lights on?
I hit the button.
Put the button down. I'm not trying to open the door.
Grace, as you're running towards the door, you notice that Tangerine was able to crush one of their heads under the impact of the wheels. And you notice that this creature, their brains look like they've been changed or absorbed. And this slug-like creature now lives where their brains used to be. And it starts to crawl out of the cavity that has been created. Can you give me a stability check, please? Actually, everybody give me a stability check. I think...
Oh, no. We all saw that? Oh, dear.
No, you didn't all see that, but I think the stress of the moment definitely calls for a bit of a stability check.
Very fair.
I'm gonna put 3 into this.
It's always 4 for stability checks.
So I got 2, so 5.
Putting in 2.
I'm gonna risk it because I feel like I need to save my stability. Will I regret this? Probably. Here we go. Please.
4!
So I burned one and rolled a three.
Nice.
Woo. Awesome.
Just barely scraping underneath the fucking bar.
Burned two and I got an eight. Tangerine is cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, you're doing really well for all the shit you've been through.
When you have to work as a server, you really see a lot of things. This is nothing.
Yeah, that's a lot of stress.
I see the thing on the ground and I jump in the car and I'm like, go, 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 go. Do not stay here.
Okay.
Bella and Peach are in the back with Faith and you pull off and all of these people are chasing after you over the cars.
I'm in the back, like, preparing to let out a full another, like, blast of flame at the back of this.
Okay.
You've heard of vans with flames on the side. However.
Oh, you've got your canister with the...
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
How is that not just blowing up in your hand? I do not know.
It's called cinema. Right. All right, so you all are driving. Where are you going? You're in this parking lot. Where do you want to head? Now, just so you know, it's a small resort city, basically, town. And
Highway 4 runs through the resort town, so you can get on that and go either towards the east or towards the west. It kind of winds through the outback. The other option is to go north about 9 minutes to Ayers Rock Airport, but without any communication, you're not sure planes are still coming in and out.
Which way was the wall?
The wall was, you guys were coming from Sydney, so it was in the east.
So if we continue to go west.
I guess, might as well. You don't know anything.
Let's just drive until we hit another place. I think there's got to be someone else who isn't affected by this.
Has to be. I need Patty back. This can't be the end. This, okay, this is fine. Yeah, I'm just gonna play some music. Maybe, yeah, I'm probably doing better than all of you. Oh, by the way, there's probably some goop in the passenger door. Just gonna warn you about that.
Can we hear it moving around or something?
Yeah, it's moving around. And there's something moving around on the bottom of the truck, too.
Oh, good God.
And I point over to the right, and I'm like, go over that dune there.
Well, there's no, like, dunes. There's brush.
There's got to be a rock or something. Yeah, like brush.
On the shoulder or something, yeah.
The rock might wreck our car, though. I mean,
yeah, like light brush.
It's a Range Rover.
A bush.
It's a Range Rover.
It's probably going to be okay.
Elevated. Okay.
Got to mow down a bush.
You're driving through the town, actually, and you all don't really know this area. No, I mean, you know there's the freeway and everything like that. So you want to try to go over something to knock this thing off whatever it's on the bottom?
Mm-hmm. You got it. I guess okay. At this point.
All right, so Tangerine, give me a drive roll.
Oh, what do I have left? Okay, we're all right. I'll put 2 points into it again.
Okay.
I gotta stop driving. That's a three.
Oh, shit.
So, not so good.
Damn it. Can I grab the wheel from her?
No, you can't.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Oddly enough, Jesus does, and you smack into something, and the Range Rover, like, goes up on two wheels for just a second because Tangerine is kind of freaking out a little bit, mm-hmm. And then it just falls to the side.
No!
And just slides a bit. Now, I believe Bella, Peach, and Faith are in the back, not sitting in a chair. I would imagine that if you could put on a seatbelt, you'd probably would.
Yes, as I am a car adjacent person.
And Grace is a naturally cautious person, so.
I was just driving in a really scary parking lot. So yeah, seatbelts felt good. I was hitting people, rolling over things.
The three of you in back, Faith, Peach, and Bella, you all are knocked around pretty badly. The rest of you are in your seats. The bags go off. They use gunpowder, so it's like a shotgun in your face, but with, you know, canvas, I guess. And you are lying there with the wheels spinning, and Faith, roll me a six-sided die, and let me know what you got.
Not this one. Five.
Okay. So you three land on top of each other, and Bella, like, puts her head up and goes, ah, fuck, what was, Jesus.
You're going to be okay. Are you awake?
Yeah, I'm okay. Damn it. And you're lying on top of Peach.
Peach, Are you okay?
She's not moving.
I put my finger under her nose and like smack her.
No breath. Yeah, you try to wake her up. You're like smacking her. No response.
I'm going to attempt to perform CPR.
All right, you turn her over. Let's do a medic roll, a medicine roll. This is a 6.
I'll use 2.
All right, that's something different. Medic, you have a huge amount of medic.
I used some of it, and I mean, she's an NPC. We have a real homie.
She is your ex.
She's my ex-girlfriend. She's an NPC.
All right, so use 2. Go for it.
And it's a 6 that I need to get?
Yes.
8.
All right. So she starts coughing, and she's badly injured. I think I broke something in my ribs or something. You hear cars coming towards you.
We've got to get up. We've got to get out of here.
Yeah, of course. Let's just pull me. Pull me. Just pull.
And I grab her.
And Bella starts helping you. You have to climb out. Tangerine has to climb out first. The car is on its side. And so Tangerine pulls herself out, and you see a couple of cars coming towards you at high speed. And you get out first with your one shoe. And you've got some lacerations from glass and whatever. And you put your hand down. Leona grabs it and pulls herself out. Then Grace, Bella, and Faith push up Peach. And she's just kind of screaming as she's being pushed up through this window because she's in so much pain. And then she blacks out. And then Bella and Faith get out of the car. And you see these cars coming towards you very quickly. And you realize that you're not going to be able to run with Peach with you because you can't carry her quickly anywhere. She's got internal bleeding or something's going on. So you have to make a decision. What are you going to do?
Since we made it kind of far-ish, is it possible there's like brush or something where like we could at least
try to hide?
Either hide ourselves if there's enough or hide her.
Okay, so it's going to be 2 rolls.
Oh my gosh, okay.
The first roll is going to be fleeing. If you take Peach with you, it's going to be an 8 because that's how hard it is to move her.
And we all need to get 8 or whoever's carrying her?
No, only the people who decide to carry Peach would have to roll an 8. And then you'd have to make a hide roll, but the hide roll would be, I'm going to say like a normal roll, like a 4. So the hide roll is not the hard part, it's the fleeing. If you don't take Peach, the fleeing is like a 6.
Maybe put her back in the car?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be the safest place, I think.
With the goo?
Oh, with the goo.
And, like, I feel like they might just hit the car. I don't know. I don't feel very good about that.
You want to... Are we taking her with us?
Do you want to carry her?
Oh, I'm not going to carry her. I only have one shoe. I'm clearly in crisis. I'm just going to go ahead and start walking. You got this.
Just put her back in the car, and we'll come back for her and Patty.
I think that's the only thing we can do right now.
We'll figure this out. We just have to get away.
I am flabbergasted at how easily we're leaving this woman behind. But
we can't save anyone if we can't save ourselves first.
Yeah, you know her more. I don't know any of these NPCs.
You spent like 2 days with them.
I have like tears slipping down my eyes. I'm like obviously beat up about this, and you're like, so you're just gonna leave her? Oh, okay.
I mean, yo, like, she's...
Well, it's like, we gotta make a decision right now.
But okay, like, okay. Okay.
We'll come back for her. She'll be fine until we can get to her. And I'm, like, kind of in denial, but, like, shaking the glass off of my body and scraping it down my arms.
You guys put her back in to the Range Rover. And by the way, that's the most horror movie thing ever, just so you know. Mm-hmm. You need to make your roll. So you need to beat a 6, all of you, for your fleeing.
Okay, I'm adding 2.
I'll put 2 into it.
I'm going to put my last 3 in.
Yeah, I'm putting my last 3 in.
Don't regret doing that.
7.
6.
Did anyone not make their flee?
Well, it was a 6, right?
Correct.
Okay, I just got 6.
8.
Excellent. Now make your hide roll, which is just a 4.
Okay. How much hide do I have?
I can add 2 to my hide.
I'll add 2.
I'll add 2.
So everybody made their hide. You all get behind this large scrub bush, and these cars
drive up and they're looking around the car. I want you all to make a stability roll right now because you left someone behind. That's a mental hit.
I didn't want to.
All right.
Do two.
What do we need?
A four.
Four? Okay. I'm just add got one.
Oh, I needed that. I got a four.
Yeah.
You two, I got a four.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put two in.
Okay.
Worth it. Four.
Awesome. Michelle, what'd you get?
I put two in and I rolled a six, so I got an eight.
Okay, so you all are watching from this bush as these people are looking around. It's obviously people from the resort. And all of a sudden, Peach pulls herself out of the car, looks completely healthy, looks fine. And she starts helping them look around the car and look around the area as you're all sitting there. And for the next 10 minutes, they look. Then they start to spread out and look through the brush and whatever, but they miss you completely. Finally, they give up after about, I'm going to say, 30 minutes of looking. What do you all want to do?
Well, when they give up, do they get back in their car?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Once they're back in their car, we're in the town, right? Or near the town?
You're still in the town. You were on your way out of town.
I say we boost another car now.
Bella looks around and goes, look, yeah, we need to get the fuck out of here. Are we sure we want to boost a car, or do we want to hike over to Ayers Rock?
I have one shoe on. You want me to hike? I didn't come to the Outback to hike. I hate hiking.
Is there going to be a way for us to get picked up from Ayers Rock? There's no service. We have to get somewhere.
I mean, I'm just saying, if we're on the road, I don't know. All the decisions we've made so far have been shit. What are we going to do?
Stay alive.
We've got to get somewhere where we can get a radio signal or something out.
I think the only place might be the top of Ayers Rock. If we can get high enough.
We can't do that.
What?
They won't let us.
Well, it is off limits.
It's off limits to go up there. But there are buildings.
How do we know they haven't already gotten to them?
We don't. This is fucked. This isn't what I wanted to do on my vacation.
Yeah, you're in good company.
It's like an invasion of the body snatchers. Something like that.
Okay. All I'm thinking about is that we know that there's a helicopter. And, and somewhere with like pilots, radios, and info and all that stuff. So is it possible to go to the helipad and see if we can use one of those? Okay. Maybe they have like a ham radio.
I think that would be a best bet.
Yeah, because we sure as hell can't fly a helicopter.
No.
And especially if that wall is still up.
Okay, so you all start to make your way over to where the helicopter would be. And as you're going, you notice that there's this large construction site. And there seems to be a lot of people who aren't construction people just kind of milling about around it. They're just kind of walking around this particular area.
Can I use notice to see if there's anything particularly special besides the people?
Sure, you don't have to make a roll for that. You look over and you notice that most constructions have scaffolding or some kind of thing where they're putting up a building. This seems like most of the scaffolding has been taken down and there's a large hole in the ground. And there's people walking up and in and out of this hole.
That must be where they're going from.
Yeah, maybe that's...
Should we attempt to blow it up?
What? With what?
Rosemary? I mean, have you been hiding explosive expert skills from us this whole time?
No, but I can siphon a gas tank.
How big is that hole?
It's a relatively big hole. It's about like maybe 800 feet by 800 feet square kind of thing.
Okay, yeah, that's a big asshole.
Oh, never mind.
Maybe more than one gas thing would be needed.
Do you think we can get away without them seeing us?
If we're very, very subtle. And is there a way that we could mimic the way these things move around and walk?
From what you can tell, the longer that they've been infected by whatever these creatures are, the more natural they look. I am going to say that your worry is that they are communicating with each other telepathically. It's a hive mind kind of thing.
The hive mind, yeah.
I have that feeling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course.
When they all look at you in the same direction, they all think of the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, to be fair, I've got no ideas for a giant hole in the ground, except for going away from it.
We've got to stick with our helicopter idea and get there before we're noticed.
I think that's our best bet. Get to a radio.
I have occult studies.
Okay.
Have I learned anything about this?
If Grace told you, they usually go in through like the ear or the nasal cavity, and then they take over the brain and eat it and replace the brain with their newly, I'm going to say, engorged bodies and become the brain of the humans. They're basically puppeteering humans. They're parasites. The question is where are they from? You're not sure. You've heard, you know, in folklore and things like that, there's talk of certain bugs and parasites that take over humans. The closest thing would be like, well, it's not even close. The zombie thing from Haiti is more of a drug that makes people, basically it's a way to lobotomize somebody with a drug.
Maybe it's more like those, what bug is it? The zombie bees that they lay eggs inside a bee.
Yeah.
Kind of,
yeah. Spiders too.
It's kind of like
I've
that.
I've seen that, yeah.
Fungus that kills
Stephanie
spiders.
Stephanie Meyer's non-Twilight book.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, I've totally checked out.
It didn't suck.
Her latest book, It Didn't Suck.
It was very old. I was a teenager.
So it might actually suck now then if you were to reread it.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
If you were to guess, whatever this hole is might have stirred them up.
Quit messing with the land.
Because they were digging a hole to build this big building. It might have been the catalyst.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, yeah, so that information will be shared then, like, as we're trying to find a way to pass through and make that decision.
So you relay this occult information. Mm-hmm. Is there a way that we could disrupt the hive mind, potentially? I mean, it's quite a big hole to blow up, but honestly, I'm kind of feeling like it's not my pig, not my farm.
What happens if they spread, though?
I mean, someone's going to be able to take care of them, like the military or something. That shouldn't be our problem. Do you see how many of them there are?
She goes, I don't know if the military's going to be able to do this. I mean, I don't know. We should fucking move and do something. I don't know.
We could drive a car in there and that could explode.
Well, they definitely seem pretty put off at the very least by fire. So maybe Tangerine's onto something. We can just maybe shove a car, you know, or set up a car to just go down there.
You light the car on fire on the inside?
Yeah.
And then you put a rock on the accelerator.
Yeah, it's a classic move.
Yeah, and just go for it. I mean, I have no idea how deep that hole is, but I'm assuming if it was construction, it's a depth that can be disturbed by fire versus like some sort of abyss or something.
Want to blow up two cars?
I say if we do one each, it would be our best bet. And I pull out my scarf, my red scarf, and I'm like, could you stick it in the gas tank and light it?
You want to send five cars into this thing, and you've seen how Tangerine drives. Are we sure?
None of us are going to get into the car. We just need to find something to jam the accelerator down.
We definitely can figure something out. I know my way around some car pranks.
Okay.
More car theft.
Like baloney?
No. But I appreciate your guesses, as always, Tangerine.
You're welcome. Yes.
Oh, love the interactions. So, this is a very big plan. Let's be honest here. You want to steal five cars.
I really think we should pair up. Like, it should be like two and three to enact this, because that'll really raise our success rate.
Okay.
Do we need five cars?
It's an 800-foot hole.
Is it 800 feet? That's, wait, again, I don't think it's an abyss. Oh, wait, you said that with the width, but the depth, well, yeah, it could be deeper by now.
But also, there's gotta be things that are, like, flammable in there. I don't know. I don't know anything about caverns.
I mean, an exploding car does make quite an impression.
It does. And it burns for a long time. It's a pain to put out.
And it smells bad.
We've got to get a move on before we're found.
Okay, well, with how far we are from the resort, how close are we to somewhere with, like, maybe a restaurant with a valet kiosk? I want to get to a valet kiosk.
You're going to get that at some point, aren't you?
Oh my God, you want that so badly.
I mean, it's just so easy. Every time I see one in real life, I go, wow, that's not guarded. I don't steal cars, by the way.
Listen, you gotta deep everything. That's so much work.
Actually, I mean, running a car in there is possible because it is a construction site and it is something that could happen. It's just going to take, you know, a successive amount of rolls to make happen. So first is the actual stealing. So does anyone but Tangerine have Filch?
No, but what's the check?
That was really funny.
For that particular thing, because it's not like an athletics role or something like that, you can't really steal a car unless you know how to steal a car kind of thing.
I have 3 points in Filch left.
Yeah, it's under the general skills.
Yeah, it's a general skill. So you could try to steal 2 cars, and all that means is you break in, you start the car. Now, Saint is right. There are valets, there are restaurants. This is a hoity-toity resort. So you could, instead of trying to hotwire 2 cars, you could go up and try to grab a couple sets of keys and then meet back at the parking lot and give that a try. That's actually...
Let's do with the keys then.
Yeah, that's probably a little bit better.
Also, I am learned in the realm of automobiles. So I would probably be able to be like, that key goes to this type of car. I wouldn't need to be like, juggling them in confusion.
How many cars are we talking here? Just 2 or 3?
Yeah, just 2.
Just 2. Yeah. Okay. So I'll just need 1 Filch roll from Tangerine. Go for it.
Okay, I'm going to use my last 3 points.
All right.
Didn't need it, but I don't regret it. That is 9.
So you grab a couple of keys, you all sneak over into the parking lot, and I'm going to say that you got Saint, what cars did she get keys to?
You described, like, what the fob looked like.
My goodness, here's my car knowledge now. I'm going to guess, because we're in a tourist spot, rich spot, there's going to be all these, like, wine-based restaurants with the ambiance and shit and all these, like, mechanical shades that are crazy. I don't know why that's the thing that gets me, but it does. It's always wild. I'm like, whoa, it's like your building moves. So anyway, so that level of, a bit of luxury. So I'm thinking Charger. Somebody probably got out there thinking they're really cool. Ideally, I think we would get some sort of Mercedes hybrid, probably.
Would you want a hybrid with the wanting it to explode with the gas?
The batteries are crazy in an explosion. Let me tell you, in real life.
I'll give you that.
I've seen 2 Priuses on fire and they burn for so long. It's crazy. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So, okay, we got one of like some sort of bougie Mercedes hybrid, and then let's go with a freaking, I don't know any fucking recent Cadillacs, but I know they're obnoxious cars and the keys are big often.
All right, cool. So you set these up. Explain to me exactly how this is going to work.
Whose idea was this? This was Fate's. Go for it.
So I open the tanks of all of these cars, and using my red bandanas, I start putting the red bandana and feeding it into the gas tanks as deep as I can, still leaving a little bit of space. And I'm going to look around for any large rocks.
Okay, there's rocks just, laying about.
Large boulder, something that will mimic the weight of a foot.
Yeah, you can find something like that.
And I pass one, and I'm like, okay, now put it next to the wheel, and we're going to... Are we, by chance, already facing the direction we would need to be?
You'll have to drive these cars into position.
That's what I thought, yeah. That was my worry, was the driving, as I can't do that, clearly.
I have drive, too.
I have drive.
It's 2 cars, so yeah. So I guess Leona and Faith will be our drivers until the rocks take over.
Yes.
So I'm going to say, and like, I'm kind of like drawing a diagram in the sand of the pit. Like, so I'm going to drive here, and you're going to drive over here. And then you'll hear the signal, you'll hear the sound of the engine revving. Because I'm just going to put the rock on the gas and swap it from park to drive and send it straight through. Now, the hard part, you're going to have to light the bandana before you put the rock on. So you'll run to the tank, put the rock on, throw it in drive, and get out of the way.
Bella says, why not have one of us who aren't driving on the outside of the car will light it, and then the person in the front will put the rock on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yes, brilliant teamwork. I Okay.
Teamwork, yes.
You don't have to do it all at once. That seems a bit...
I was sweating there for a moment.
Yeah, that's a lot. So, first thing, I'm definitely going to say that you all need to give me a hiding roll, because you're moving cars around, you're trying to do all this stuff. I think we need to see whether or not someone's noticed all this.
Yeah, makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to use another 2.
I'm going to use 3.
Oof.
You need to beat a 4.
I need a 4.
Got a 4.
I'll use 1.
6.
Okay.
Oh, got a 5.
I'm going to use 1 because that's all I have left. I got a 6.
All right. Michelle?
I used 3 and I rolled a 4, so 7. I am stealthy.
Ooh, we're getting good.
Excellent. So you are able to be very stealthy and put these cars on opposite sides to go in the hole so you can see each other. How do you do this? Is such a luck thing.
I think athletics to get out of the way of the car after you put it in drive, because that's going to be like a...
Yeah, I'm going to say we're going to do 2 rolls. We're going to do first a driving roll by whoever's driving, just to line the car up and to hope that it goes the way that you want to go. And then an athletics roll to clear the car before it hits the little ramp and goes in, okay?
Then athletics roll for lighting it.
No, I'm not going to say you all need to do that, just the people driving. So they need to make 2 rolls. Okay, so go for it. Actually, just so you know, before you roll, I'm going to say this is a 6 because you're lining up a car and you're not staying in it.
I rolled a 9.
Okay.
Woo!
Very nice. All right, let me go. First is driving, right?
First is driving.
All right, first driving, I'm going to add 3 in here. Let's go. It's supposed to be 6, right? I just rolled a 3.
Woo! Woo!
All right.
Okay, and then athletics to get out. Here we go. Please don't. Oh, wait, what am I going to add? I'm going to add 2 for athletics. Yeah, I'll add 2.
I'm going to add 3, actually.
Don't make me second guess.
No, 2.
Ah!
Do you guys want to know how much you need?
Oh, fuck. Wait, yeah. Should I say what I got, though?
No, not yet. You need a 6.
I rolled a 7.
Okay, because I got an 8.
Okay, good.
Ooh,
oh. Little tension moment there.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my ding dong. No.
You want my...
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that was a good laugh. I like that. That was good. So the cars go, and somehow you're able to line them up, light the bandanas, and they go off. And the people around the pit kind of look around, and they notice these 2 cars go into the hole. Now, I'm going to roll to see something.
It's like 2 giant Molotov cocktails.
Yes.
Exactly. They're going to explode. You hear like this knocking around and this like hit, and there's no really big explosion. No real big smoke comes out. Some of the people, though, do fall over. They just drop. The other half are still up and they're looking around trying to figure out what the hell. They start running towards the hole to see what happened. What do you all want to do?
I mean, that could be our opportunity to leave.
Yeah.
Distracted.
Yeah.
I mean, I think eventually it's going to catch fire. We just need to get out.
Right. Yeah. Smoldering, batteries, hybrid.
It takes a little bit. It's just whether or not it was instantaneous or a slow burn.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Yeah, let's...
So we start running out of town?
Yeah, I guess maybe to eventually find another vehicle to leave it. Is there one of those stupid golf carts nearby? At this point, we might be golf cart ready.
I love it. Seriously, we're like sick of trying to hotwire and...
Yeah.
All right, so let's do it down to a fleeing roll to get out of this place. Now, they're on high alert. Half of them are down. They are trying to find you. They know you're somewhere. And this is going to say whether or not you are able to make it out of the city and Australia to the radio.
Okay.
So you need to beat an 8.
All right, well.
Oh, crap.
I am going to use all 6 I have left.
I've used all of mine, too.
You've used all your flea already? Yeah.
We were scared.
All right, let me rethink this thing, because I want to make it possible.
Oh no, the true nature of the game revealed.
Yeah.
It was always about running, you fools.
you fools.
Is there like right. another one that we haven't used really?
Let me see. Let me think.
Athletics.
Maybe my role could be the one to save them all. Or maybe they all die and I live.
I mean, yeah.
Possible.
I will say this. You can use athletics or you can use fleeing.
Okay.
You can use one of those.
Shoot. I'm using all of my athletics, which is 5.
All right. So you have to beat an 8. I'll let you use athletics or I'll let you use fleeing. It just depends on which one you want to use.
I'm going to use the rest of my flea points.
Okay. You're okay.
Use athletics. I'm going to use 3.
All right. I have 2 left in my athletics, but let's go.
And it's beating an 8?
8 or better.
Ah! Yeah, I got an 11.
I got a 9.
I got a 6.
So all right.
I did not.
What'd you get?
Missing a shoe. I was always missing that shoe that really did me in. I only got a 5.
You're all running. You've grabbed another key fob, and you're all running towards a car, and Tangerine's behind, and then you see Patty leap from the side, and she
Patty!
Basically tackles Tangerine and starts to just gack all over her face.
Ew.
And you all cannot do anything but flee, because if you turn around, you're probably going to get caught too.
Oh, God.
So you speed away with the scene of Tangerine trying to move around.
I hate the outdoors.
So because you were successful with your car maneuver, even though you didn't get the explosion you wanted, the slow burn is going to kill the parasite and break the hive mind, and the infection will not spread any farther. All right. Thank you all so much. Yes. That's where we're ending the finale of our Halloween show. I hope you all had fun.
Jesus.
I hope you all had a good time playing. I had a good time GMing. That was a lot of fun.
For a moment there, I was like, so there's literally no way we're getting out of here. Are we supposed to just die? Are we supposed to die?
Yeah.
I was thinking the same.
Y'all got out.
I always try to make sure there's a way to escape if, you know, unless it's Delta Green and that's a different
thing. I mean, I would have accepted the killing for sure.
Killing.
Yeah, I kind of thought you were going to be like, join nothing the else goo. To do but dive in.
We had to leave Peach. I'm like...
Well, Peach, and that was the most horror movie moment of the entire thing, for
putting
sure.
Putting her unconscious body back into the vehicle. The tipped over vehicle.
For her own safety.
Oh. I was thinking a bush. Come on now. We knew there was a squiggly thing in the car.
A squiggly thing.
Squiggly
the squiggly
thing.
Things are going to get you. All right. Well, thank you all so much. And let's find out where all of these wonderful people are. Let's start with B.
Hey, y'all. I have been your non-binary busy B. And well, this episode, I guess I was known as your cowardly, vain, photogenic, photo-taking, ass car-stealing Tangerine. You know, that was a really cool element that I got introduced to that character. And that and like being able to like turn with their partner that they were kind of sad about losing. Yeah, that was beautiful. You know, I like that. But y'all can follow me on, I'm pretty much on all the socials as @B_Zelda or any variation of B Zelda. I think I'm the only one except for the original person that took that name and doesn't use any of the accounts.
Hello, hello. I'm Saint or Saint Spider. And yes, you can find me not being as, I guess, grumpy, but, you know, I end up being just scared. Let's be honest. But yeah, I'm a normal person, normal emotions on Twitter. If you want to follow me, it's at Saint Spider TV. That's SaintSpiderTV. Thank you very much.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's MICHULHU. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe to the Plate Mail Games catalog through BattleBards.
Hello, I'm Janine, also known as Blips and Chits with Z's at the end, and you can find me by that name on Twitter, where you can see all of my TTRPG adventures and photos from my vacations.
Awesome. I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. You can find the show on Twitter at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12, and then Sided Stories. You can also find us over on Twitch under the same moniker, 12, and then Sided Stories. Come follow us over there and watch some of our streams Mondays or Tuesday nights. You know, check listings.
You can find us on our website at www.12sidestories.com, all spelled out. If you'd like to help out the podcast or stream, definitely join us over on Ko-fi and become a monthly subscriber, or go over to and give us a shout out on social media, or give us a review on your favorite platforms. Throw 5 stars at us. We always appreciate hearing from you. And, you know, check out our Discord. Come and join the community. We'd love to have you over there. Thank you so much for listening to our Halloween special. We hope you had fun and, you know, have a awesome Halloween time. And if you're not listening to this during the Halloween season, then you're my kind of people. Talk to you all later. Bye.